But keeping with this theme, our guest tonight is Miss Tawala J. She is a gospel singer, and we have been rocking her single, Fortify Me, on WDGPRadio.com. So without further ado, here is Miss J. What's going on, Miss J?
How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so pleased that you could join me this evening.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, wow. So let's get right into the meat of the matter, if you will. You've been a gospel singer for a little while now, right?
Yes, ma'am. Unprofessionally, I've been singing since 3. Been really kind of stepping out on faith and professionally about, a matter of, I'd say, about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's growing. I love what God is making me.
Yes, you know, it is so sweet when you stay on your path, because, you know, he has already, he knows what he wants for us. And all we need to do is just take the steps to get where we need to be. So I commend you for your journey. Just keep with it. I know you got an EP coming out soon, right?
Yes.
Right, right. Well, actually, you have some people can purchase your music right now.
They can purchase it on iTunes, anywhere on the internet. If you just pull me up, I'm there. Also, we have hard copies as well, but we're on iTunes and we're on Spotify and Reverb Nation, just about anywhere on the internet. Yeah, you can purchase it. So, yeah, and the fan base is growing. I'm loving what God is doing with this single. I think in the times that we are in now, when you can't depend on man, and
that's
the government
right.
is shutting down.
That's right.
We need an answer. So we are asking God, crying out to God to fortify us.
Yes.
And he will do so. He is our provider.
Amen.
So,
yes.
It's a great single.
And, yeah, you're right. It is so very, very timely. I mean, you know, it's the thing about letting people know that there is someone that they can depend on in their time of need, who can see them through their trials and tribulations, not make them disappear, but see them through them.
Right.
Because though by those things that we go through, it makes us who we are, and it gives us a testimony and a story to tell to help other people find their way to the light.
That's right. Awesome. And I believe that is what God really wants when it comes to his music, because not by any means is it mine. It comes from God.
Yes.
The inspiration comes from him. And he just wants his people to lean on him a little harder. You know, as I said earlier, we see that even the government can't uphold its own self, but we know that God remains faithful. And
yes.
all we have to do is begin to cry out to him, and he will fortify us. So I'm loving the season that God has us in right now, the music that is coming through me from him. It is timely, and for such a time as this, there has to be hope for the people. So
yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes, these are exciting times. So let me just ask, okay, you said unprofessionally you were singing from the age of 3. Was that in your home church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so
was.
Were you singing alone or were you part of a group?
Well, I used to sing on a choir. It was a children's choir, Sunbeam Choir, at my home church, which was in West Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor was Dr. Reverend Richard Glover, and he's late. He passed away some time ago, years ago, but I started there. I'm a preacher's kid. You know, and so the gift grew, and it was molded and cultivated in the church. So that's where I get my background from. I have
okay.
rich church tones, and I've always been a lover of different genres, especially jazz. So I kind of learned a lot of the different levels of gospel music from my favorites, like Pastor John P. Key and
mm-hmm.
The Clark Sisters and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. They have that rich jazz tone, and they added the gospel with, you know, the message. And so I kind of borrowed some of their skills and put a little twist on it of my own. And so,
right.
And that's where you got Twala J. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I have to share this with you because I am also a preacher's kid. So we have that in common. Brought up in the church. And so, and that's where I first developed my love of music. And just like you, I branched out into all genres, of course, starting with soul and R&B and graduating into jazz and you know, and just taking it from there. And which is why I am now an internet radio station owner, playing music, promoting independent artists of all genres. But gospel is my first love.
Yes.
True.
And I appreciate you with the venue of allowing artists who are trying to get out there to give them a voice so that people can hear and let them know that we are here.
Exactly.
You know, and it's some great new music out here.
Oh, yes. You know? And it just keeps coming. Because, you know, God gives gifts, and when you use the gift, you can only be productive.
Amen.
That's,
I know that's
it.
Right.
You can only be productive. So, you know, I want to take a moment right now and play that song we've been talking about, which is 4 to 5.
Awesome.
Okay, and then we'll come back and chop it up some more with Miss J.
Have you ever felt spiritually vulnerable? In life, attacks can come from everywhere. Those are the times where you want to feel God's hedge of protection all around you. This song is called Fortify. Fortify me. Be a fortress. Be a hedge of protection around us. Fortify me.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise a standard against him with your blood. Surrounding fortress of angels from up above, hover around and about.
Spirit of love, fortify me, you.
All right, that song is so powerful.
Amen.
Tawala, did you write that?
I praise the Lord for that.
Did you write it?
I did. I wrote it. Actually, how the song came about was my pastor, Aaron R.E. Bishop, who is who you heard talking at the beginning.
Yes.
He asked me to write a song pertaining to Fortify, which was the theme for the year, for our church theme.
Okay.
And when he asked me, the Lord gave it to me within 3 minutes. It came to me, and that is that's the product of what came out. And every time I hear it, it blesses me. It encourages me.
Yes, it
you
does.
Know, it motivates me. It's a prayer, you know. I listen to it in the morning times, you know, and it really gets me through the day. So it's very encouraging. And I praise God for just using me in that area. It's awesome.
And that's so beautiful. I mean, he just asked you for it, and God said, here it is.
Here it is.
I love it.
Amen.
So the project that's soon to be released, is it going to be an EP or is it going to be a full album?
It will be a full album. I want to say it's going to consist to anywhere between 10 to 12 songs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about that as well. It is going to be full of flavor. It's not just going to be praise and worship, but it's going to have a little bit of everything, you know, from praise and worship to, you know, some foot stomping, hand clapping church music to some jazz to a little bit of even gospel R&B, if you will, or some neo-gospel. It's really nice so that I'm trying to reach everyone from the youngest to the oldest, everyone will enjoy it. So I really pray that everyone, you know, goes out and get that, and they will enjoy it. It's guaranteed. You'll like every track on there.
And I believe it, because you have a beautiful, soothing voice. My goodness. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, you know, and we are rocking it on WDGP. So, you know, I hear it often. Because I really don't listen to too many other radio stations. There are a couple of other internet radio stations that I listen to, but I mostly listen to WTGP because the music is like that, okay? Independent artists are so talented and so varied. So, you know, music and variety, spice of life, honey. So you get it all.
Yes.
You know. Yes. And music is such a great medium to get your story out, which
is
why gospel music is so wonderful, because it's telling the story of Christ and of redemption and salvation and all those things. And, you know, it just, I don't know anybody who can listen to a gospel song, even if you are what they call an atheist. When you hear the music, you have to be moved. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have to be.
And I agree with you. I love gospel because it gives you a chance to, one thing about it, I say gospel is twofold. It doesn't just heal those who hear it, but the person who's actually creating it, it heals them as well. Because overcoming by telling your testimony through song, you're getting that out, you know, you're healing, and people are hearing it. They're coming through, you know, situations that are about the same, and they're, you know, they have hope. So I love it. I mean, I love gospel music. It's my first love, and I wouldn't do anything else. I love it. I love it.
Yes, yes. So let me ask you, have you been touring at all, or are you just strictly concentrating on the production end?
I've been doing a lot of production of lately. I do a couple of shows here and there. I've been doing a few plays as well, opening for plays. The touring will come later, later in next year, because I really want to finish doing the album. And you know, in the meantime, you know, I'm still always every Sunday I do two services, so I'm always busy. It's never a downtime when it comes to, you know, singing and everything. I'm still always active. So whether it's in the studio or on the road, I'm always active. So I praise God for that. for the opportunity to be able to actually work in my gift almost every day. I love it. I love it.
So you say you do two services every Sunday. Is that at your church or do you travel from church to church?
I do. I have a home church now, but I also do a service at another church before I go to my church. So I love it. It's crazy, but I'll do it. You know, anything for God and anything, you know, to get the message across and anything dealing with gospel music, I'm there, mm-hmm. you know. And so I appreciate the opportunities and the doors that he opens for me to be able to, you know, go into the churches and minister, you know, through song. So,
well, let me ask you this. If a church wanted you to come and do a little mini concert or something for their congregation, is that something that is feasible?
Oh, yes. I believe you have my contact information for my manager. Yes, I am available to come and do mini concerts. I can come on Sunday morning. You know, that's what I'm about, sharing the love of Christ through song. And I tell you, I do it now every Sunday, and I'll add it to my repertoire. Either somebody will have to miss out on a Sunday, but I believe that, that's what I really want to do anyway. You know, I want to venture out a little more outside of my comfort zone and everything. So, yes, I would be available, and you have my contact information. And
well, yes, I have it, darling, but I would love for you to give it so that people listening will also be able to contact you and me.
Okay, well, you can always reach me at Sirius Entertainment. And thank you. And let's see, I have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-438-1398. And you'll be asking for George Harrison, which is my manager at Sirius Entertainment Group. Anytime.
Okay.
I am available.
Great.
Let me know.
All right, because, you know, the holidays are coming up, and everybody's looking
right.
for that special thing, you know, for the congregation and for the communities in this time of the year. So I hope that you stay booked, but not too booked that you can't finish your project, because I'm looking forward I'm looking forward to the project as well.
If I'm busy, then God is at work. And you know, he didn't give me this gift for naught. So
right.
As long as I'm busy, I'm happy.
I love it.
Amen.
I love it. So let me ask you, I know God inspires you and you write your music you write the lyrics. Do you also compose the music, or do you get assistance with that?
Well, with the music, I have a band, and I help out with composing the music. Usually when the song comes to me and I write it down, I'm singing it so that they can catch on to it, and mm-hmm. we kind of collaborate together
okay.
in that manner.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of both.
That's cool. And so you play some, you play any musical instruments or?
No, I wish I did.
Girl, you know, that voice is a musical instrument in and of itself.
Exactly.
Trust.
Right.
Trust. Okay.
Yes.
And then you're writing and helping to compose, and, you know, hey, that's the full package right there.
Yes. Amen.
But who else would you say inspired you or inspires you?
I'd have to say it'd have to be my grandfather, who was my pastor, my mentor, my father. He adopted me at the age of 7, and he had a great impact on my life. He showed me that you can walk in perfection on this earth, you know, or as close to it as Jesus did. And it inspires me. I just want to make him proud, even though he's no longer here. I know he's up there in heaven smiling and patting Jesus on the back. Look at what our daughter is doing, you know. So he really inspires me. He's a great inspiration. I come from a background of singers, of pastors, you know, and so it's in my bloodline. So I just really want to make my ancestors proud.
Mm, I love that.
Amen.
I love it. Okay, so who is an artist that you would love to perform with?
Wow. I'd have to say, and there's so many of them out there, I'm cheesing like, it's a whole lot of them. I would really love to just have a chance to perform with the Clark Sisters. Those are my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'd love a chance to perform also with Kim Burrell, just to get in there and kind of jazz it up with her. Uh-huh. I'd love that. I would just eat that up. That would be awesome for me.
Wow.
Amen.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, so now I want to play another song that I have by Miss J entitled Bring It Back. Would you like to say anything about this song before I play it?
This song, I kind of stumbled upon it. Someone was playing a guitar, and this just kind of came to me. It just came to me when I heard the song. So it's a song about repentance, and it's a song about preacher's kids. You know, the rumor of preacher's kids being the worst kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would know about that. We all have a testimony.
Yes.
I thank God for deliverance. But, you know, it kind of brought to mind that, you know, even if you are a preacher's kid, you don't have to, you know, bow under the pressures, you know, of the world. And if you do fall, you know that, you know, you can be redeemed again. So.
Amen. Okay,
amen.
So we're going to take a listen, and we'll be right back.
Hey, 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 hey. Shoot-a, do, do, do. Do, do, do. Oh, yeah. Growing up in the church, yet it's still on the search. Sheltered all along, feeling empty inside. Young man calls her name. Says he loves her all the same. She fell for the line.
Yeah, yeah.
If she could turn back the hands of time. Holy Spirit, bring it back to our remembrance.
Bring it back. Bring
how
it back.
Your love and your mercy came to redeem.
Please forgive me.
Holy Spirit, bring it back to our remembrance.
Bring it back. Bring it
how
back.
Your love and your mercy came to redeem. Son of a preacher man,
preacher,
who is very handsome.
Handsome.
Girls are always smiling.
Always
daddy
smiling.
Warned him, some be trifling.
Very nice.
Awesome. That one brought a tear to my eye. It kind of reminded me. I just kind of thought back to when I was younger. I wrote that song when I was younger. I even made it when I was younger, about 8 years ago.
Mm.
And just amazing how even in a rebellious state, God will bring you back to Him, you know?
Yes.
Just through what you've been taught. So I thank God for redemption. Amen.
Yes, I also thank Him for the people who came before us, because they also help us, help keep us on track.
Yes.
Whether here or not, because what they teach you and what they love on you stays in your being. Yes. So.
Amen.
Girl. I wish this project was finished, because from just the little tidbit that I've heard, it tastes so good.
Amen. It's more to come.
Yes,
more to
yes,
come.
Yes.
And you can expect it out around February the 11th.
Oh, okay.
So that's a love month. So
yes, it is.
Everybody's going to love. I just believe everyone's going to love this album. Amen.
Well, you know what, so, Ms. J? We're going to have you come back in February and have a listening party. And just play the whole thing for
everybody.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody.
I would love that. Awesome.
Okay, because February is
yes.
a very good month. And if it's coming out on the 11th, then we're going to have to do that, whatever that next Saturday is. That's the Saturday. That's your Saturday.
Okay? All right.
So we're going to have you come back.
To
and we're going
to
share that beautiful music and that beautiful message with the people.
Amen. Awesome.
I love it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Okay. So, this is something that I ask every artist the first time they visit Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, you don't have to do it right this second, but I just want to put it in put the thought, plant the seed. I want you to give a word of encouragement and or advice, whichever or a combination, to anybody who is coming into this business, music business, whatever the genre, and then in particularly the gospel genre. Okay? So just be thinking about that. We're going to have you do that before we say goodnight.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I wanted to ask you, because you are an independent artist, right?
I am. Yes.
Have you ever been with a major record label?
I have not. No, ma'am.
You
I
have
haven't.
Not. Now, let me ask you this. If you were given the opportunity to do so, do you think it's something that would interest you?
Well, that's a question that I would have to ask the Lord. I don't do anything without asking God first. So if He allowed me to do that, I would do it.
Okay.
I would. If He okayed it, I would.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. What is it about being an independent artist that you like? What are the pros to being independent?
The pros to being independent is you're able to, it's almost, you're under a label for protection, but you're also at will. You have liberty to kind of go out and create some of the market yourself. You know, you can go out and do shows on your own, outside of the label.
Right.
And so that's something that I love to do, because it seems like I'm like a doctor almost. I'm always on call. So that's always good to
I love that.
It's always good to be able to be free for events, when they come up.
Yeah, so you pretty much handle your own schedule?
Yes, I do. Well, they add to the addendum. I just have a schedule already, and then they add to it.
I see.
So that's the awesome thing about it.
Okay, so when you finish your project, I'm sure you're going to be doing some touring. Have you thought about
yes.
what areas you're going to go to?
We've been talking, me and the management team, we've been talking about kind of getting outside of, you know, where I'm from and really kind of just doing something national and at first. And I know later on, probably international, because believe it or not, a lot of the people, different people from, say, like Nigeria is really big in Brazil, you know, just taking the gospel over there, that would be awesome. Of course, that it sounds like I'm dreaming big, but they really, the feedback from over there is really great, and they love the music, so that would be an option as well.
Girl, let me just say this. You know, with technology the way it is today, that's not big at all, because they're listening to you even now. Okay? Because, you know, like I know that WDGP has listeners definitely from all over the world, from places that I never even thought would be interested in this, the type of music that I play. Of course, I do play all genres, but it's mostly, it's still mostly R&B, jazz, lots of jazz, reggae, stuff like that. And I even have artists submit music from all over the world. I've got Italy, Spain, Germany, Russia. Where else? I mean, it just keeps coming. So, France, yeah, I got music from France. I mean, you know, London. So, oh, Trinidad and Tobago, they submit music to me. You know, so, you know, it's just, it makes it so easy. Well, I don't want to say so easy, but a lot easier to get your sound out there, you know, because there's because of
it
the
really
internet.
Does. You know, to see the response that I got back from the different places, it was shocking to me and amazing, and I was just praying, okay, God, keep me humble.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to get the big. Thank you.
Yes, it can be easy to do.
But it's amazing. I love that. They are, you know, when they love you, they love you.
Yes.
And so I appreciate the love from the different countries. I really do. I appreciate that. I love them.
Yeah.
Really do.
Yeah, when you give love, you get love. That's how it works.
Amen.
And music is love. Amen. Always has been, always will be. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yes, yes. Oh, girl. I had more questions, and they just popped right out of my head. Just from talking about the vastness that has now become so small. It's in your computer, in your tablet, and your cell phone even, you know?
That's right.
So, it's amazing. But there's still
really
no substitute for that real music. I'm telling you, the instruments.
Right.
And the voice, and, you know, without all the extra auto-tune and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That beautiful. Pure sound.
Pure sound.
And it's coming back, too. It's coming back.
Yes, it is.
That pure sound and the band, the live band, that type of music is coming back. So, and I really like that kind of music. It just feels, it's realer, you know. It feels real.
And you can connect.
It can reach you.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, as far as venues, do you prefer a smaller venue, a more intimate venue, or a larger, or is it a combination
of
reasons for
both?
It's
funny you should ask, because on Sundays when I do have to do the two services, my first service is a more intimate, it's a smaller crowd, and the second one is a larger, it's a way bigger crowd, so either one I can adapt. You know,
oh,
I don't put any limitations on the D and E.
I know you can adapt. There's no question in my mind about that part. But what does your soul prefer? You know what I'm saying? Do you like the intimacy, or do you like reaching the masses?
I like reaching the masses. You know. And I have to say, it's what I'm in the mood for at the time, but on the regular basis, reaching the masses, you know, being able to touch more, you know, more than, you know, a few. You can touch a whole crowd, you know. That just, it fills my spirit, you know. it rejuvenates me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like reaching the masses. And I think that's where God is leading me anyway. The platform and the things that he's shown me, it is reaching the masses, because there's a story and there's a message to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there who needs to hear it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Well, I'm going to invite you that if you're ever coming to the D.C. metropolitan area, to please let me know, because there are some people I would love for you to meet.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes, I will do that.
All right. And I'm sure they'd love to meet you as well. In particular,
yes.
There's this group of siblings called God's Blessings, No Chains Holding Me Down. And they are so awesome. And their mother, Reverend Smith, is their manager. And she is just, she's like a shero to me. Because
right.
She does it all. She's teaching them at school, at home. You know, she's the pastor of the church. They sing at different venues. And they talk about angels. Angels' voices. Oh, God, you got to hear them. And
yes.
even the short time that I've been following them, as they're growing and maturing, their sound is also growing and maturing. It's beautiful.
Yes. I love that. See, I have four children of my own, and I'm trying to cultivate the gift in them, but
mm-hmm.
you got to want to.
Yeah.
You got to want to sing, and they
yes.
are... They're into sports rather than music. So
right.
I let them do their sports, but they all have a talent also for music as well.
I'm sure, girl. Your roots run deep. So yeah, I'm sure. You told me already. You came from a line of preachers and singers, and that's
yes.
an awesome combination right there.
Yes, it is. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's 8:44, so what I'd like to do now is to play the last track that I have called Stop Playing Games.
Okay.
And when we come back, then I'll let you have the floor and you can give that talk, that advice or encouragement as you see fit. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here is Stop Playing Games. Would you like to say anything about this track?
Yes, I would like to say this. I wrote this 8 years ago. I came out of an abusive relationship of 10 years, and I'm now divorced. Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, while I was involved in my marriage, these songs came from the inspiration of trying to reach him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where this song came from.
Okay. Well, we'll listen, and we'll be right back.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. So that's the game you play when things don't go your way. Sitting, chilling on the inside, really digging me. You try to play the role. But it's still so old, trying to be all hard, but really you are made of gold. That's how I see you, through a pair of eyes, filled with love, and there ain't nothing ever to disguise. The love that's really there between you and I. Let's stop playing games, just be real with me. Stop playing with me, baby.
Stop playing games.
You don't wanna play with my heart, baby.
Stop playing games.
Don't you play with love, baby.
Stop playing games.
You told me lies before. I forgave and kept pressing on. Feeling foolish knowing I had to be the bigger one. Promising never again. Back at it again. What am I supposed to do? My emotions you constantly drain. When will you realize? Open up your eyes. figure out, baby, that I am not the enemy. I'm the one you really need. They'll be gone, you're alone, it's me. Who'll be there to have your back after you've been deceived, baby?
Out of negativity, how you can turn it into something positive, because that's a great song.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think people need to know that they don't need to stay in those kind of relationships.
That's
not
right.
Healthy. You know, God wants us, when we get married, to get married for life. However, He doesn't want us to be in a situation where we have to be afraid and have to fear for bodily harm. He doesn't want that for
that's
His people.
Right.
So, yes, I commend
you.
Now, are you ready, Ms. Tawala J?
I am ready.
You have the floor.
The question that was posed earlier concerning artists who are trying to come into the business now, my advice to them would be, and I've said this so many times in so many venues, but it's a creed that I live by, is don't do anything without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Don't do anything without praying and asking and seeking favor in whatever your endeavor is. For the market nowadays in the industry, especially the music and entertainment industry, it's not all about your well-being. You know, it's about a dollar sign. And so, therefore, they'll use anybody, and they'll take your gift for granted. And so, you know, just to protect yourself, I say be led by the Spirit. Pray. Seek God's face, and He will lead you in the right direction. And I have to give a little testimony. The company that I'm with now, I met my manager about 8 years ago, and we just kind of, you know, found one another, and we started doing music, and it, you know, and didn't even have an idea that, you know, this would come into fruition the way it has now. He ended up moving away, and I remember, I think about a couple of months back, some dreams, God started giving me dreams, and He was showing me that the songs that I had done with Him from 8 years ago, I was on stage performing them. And the next thing I know, a couple months later after the dreams, He called me and said He was coming back to Columbia. I was like, oh, Lord, you know. And so I'm thinking this is like way maybe years later He's coming, and within a couple of months He was here, and he said He was going to open up His studio here, and He did that within a couple of months. And then ever since then, we have been, since January, we've been right at it, you know.
Okay.
And God has his plan has, you know, He's been opening the doors, and He's been, you know, making my path straight. So, you know, that's why I tell a new artist, you know, don't do anything without being led. You know, ask permission of the Creator, who can make your path straight, because you want that gift to be protected, and you don't want it to be tainted.
Yes.
And so that would be my advice.
Well, that was some very, very good advice. For those listening and for those who will listen in the future, I hope you can take heed. Now, if you don't mind, since you brought it up, can we talk a little bit about domestic violence? Because that is a very deep subject, is dear to my heart, because I know of and have been involved in situations like that. So can we just touch on that just a little bit? Now, you said, thank God you're divorced, and yes, thank God for that, because it doesn't just affect the person who is being abused. It also affects the children if they are involved.
Yeah.
And it's a sad situation. Like, I have a friend now who has 6 children, and she has the older 4 are girls and the younger 2 are boys. And the boys are very different in the way they think a man should treat a woman. One is very sensitive, but the other is, oh, she'll get over it kind of thing. And they're only 5 years old.
Wow. Well, I want to say that I was in the marriage for 10 years, and being a preacher's kid and raised in church, you know, the response to the black eyes when I had to come to church and still lead praise and worship, they would be like, you know, you married him, you made your bed, God doesn't believe in divorce. And so that's the reason why I stayed so long, and I prayed, and, you know, I read my word and tried to be the virtuous wife that God made me to be for someone who, you know, did not want to be in the relationship, or at least his actions showed that. And so one day, my grandfather, when he passed away about 6 years ago, the Lord allowed him to come to me in a dream, and he released me, and he also apologized to me in the dream and said that, you know, I see what's going on, and no one should have to endure what you've been enduring all these years. And the Lord spoke to me himself after that dream, and he told me, he said, what people don't understand is that when a man or a spouse, when they, you know, when they put their hands on you, or they have already broken the covenant, you know, when they cheat on you, they've already broken the vow that they made, you know, to you and God and, you know, the people who witness, you know, the union. So it's already been broken. In the eyesight of God, it's not even, it's not, no longer a union anymore, because they've broken it. And so if you're sitting there trying to hold on and believing that this person is going to change, and, you know, they're not going to hit you any longer, and believing that it's God's will for you to stay there, it's not God's will for you to stay there, because they broke the covenant. And when the covenant is broken, you're free. And so it did something to me when my grandfather came to me in a dream and the Lord spoke to me about it. It released so many emotions, because I began to start getting angry at God, like, Lord, why would you have me in this situation? And I'm a virtuous woman. Why would you have me, you know, to be with someone who cheats and, you know, and hits me? Why would you? And the Lord was like, honey, I've delivered you. He broke the covenant. You're free to go. You know, and so that, it just released me. It really allowed me to be able to forgive him and move past, you know, and begin to heal, you know. And my statement to those who are even suffering and hoping for someone to change is that, you know, in the beginning, if they love you, they won't put your hands on you. And my scripture, all through that marriage, I used to look at the scripture, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And if that person didn't add up to that scripture, because that's what love looked like, then we didn't need to be together in the beginning. And so I just encourage you, you know, if you don't know what love looks like, and because, you know, the media portrays love to be one way, and it's a whole nother thing.
Yes.
You know, it's from the heart. It's not about your body. It's not about your outward appearance. You know, it's not about what you can give or what you can gain. It's all about, you know, the attributes of love. Love is a selfless act.
Yes.
You know, it's not selfish, but it's selfless, you know.
Mm.
And so if it doesn't add up to 1 Corinthians 13, it's not love.
Amen.
And so me being able to get divorced, and I've been divorced, happily divorced for 3 years now, and I always was scared to, you know, leave because I thought maybe my children would have a resentment, and,
mm-hmm.
and we had a talk one day and come to find out, you know, because children are not slow at all, and
not
they
at all.
Were just happy as I was
mm-hmm.
that we were out of it, you know. And so I praise God that he has healed us, and we are closer now. Me and my children are so much more closer now, and now I'm currently engaged to my Boaz. God sent someone now who
wow.
treats me like a princess.
Beautiful. That is beautiful.
Amen.
And I love that.
So,
1 Corinthians 13
yeah.
chapter, take a look at it. If you don't know it, read it, see what it's about, and you'd be surprised.
Yes.
But I love that your grandfather came to you, because
mm-hmm.
I told you I'm a preacher's kid too, and my
right.
father did that for me. He came by the house uninvited, unannounced, just showed up and said some words to me that released me, because I was the same
mm-hmm.
way. I'm like, nobody, the church didn't tell me that. I told myself that because that's what I believed, is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, this I got to deal with it, you know.
Right.
So, definitely.
Yeah, God didn't call us to be doormats
no,
at all.
No, he did not.
Or dumpsters.
No, he did not.
You know, we're supposed to be partners in this life. And so I just thank God for opening up my eyes before it was too late.
Yes.
Praise.
All praises due. Yes.
Yes, he's praiseworthy. He is.
Mm. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Tawala J, for spending this hour with me and for opening yourself up and sharing as much as you have. I truly, truly appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I had an awesome time, and thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, and I'm definitely going to get in touch with Mr. Harris so we can make sure we get that booked on the calendar for the
awesome.
Release party, the listening party. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. You have a great rest of the weekend.
You too as well.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. That was really, really special. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, I mean, she said so much. She shared so much and gave encouragement. And you know, for those of you who may be in that same kind of situation, I hope you take heed to what she said, because it's so very true. We're not meant to live like that. That's not healthy. And yes, we're going to get our reward when we go to heaven, but we're not supposed to suffer that in that way while we're here. Amen. Amen.